यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गिरधारी गोपाल गिरधारी गोपाल जय गिरधारी गोपाल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्री ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। So welcome all of you to Srimad Bhagavatam. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 24, Text number 9. Maya sanchodita bhavaha sarve samhatyakarinaha अंडम उत्पादयामासुम मायतनमम उत्तमम मया संचोदिता भावा सर्वे संहत्यकारिणाः अंडम उत्पादयाम आसुर ममायतनमुत्तमम् मया संचोदिता भावः सर्वे संहत्यकारिणः अंडम उत्पादयाम आसुर ममायतनम् उत्तमम्। मया और कोई गया बोलो बोलो। मया संचोदिता भावाः सर्वे संहत्यकारिणः अंडम उपादयाम असुर ममायतनम उत्तमम् मया बाय मी संचोदितः इंपेल्ड भावा एलिमेंट्स सर्वे ऑल संहत्य बाय अमलगमेशन कारिणः फंक्शनिंग अंडम द एग ऑफ द यूनिवर्स उपादयाम असुहु दे ब्रॉट इनटू बीइंग मम माय आयतनम residence uttamam superior impelled by me all these elements combined to function in an orderly fashion and together gave birth to a universal egg which is my excellent place of residence. I will read the next verse myself. Text number 10. Tasminnaham sambhavam अंडे सलिल संस्थितौ मम नाभ्याम अभूत पद्मम विश्वाख्यम तत्र चात्मभूः। ट्रांसलेशन आई माई सेल्फ अपियर्ड विद इन दैट एग विच वॉज फ्लोटिंग ऑन द कॉजल वॉटर फ्रॉम माई नेवल अरोज द यूनिवर्सल लोटस एंड द बर्थ प्लेस दैट इज द बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ द सेल्फ बॉर्न ब्रह्मा. Purport. The Supreme Lord here describes that His appearance in His transcendental pastime, form of Sri Narayan. Lord Narayan enters within the universe but does not give up His purely transcendental body of knowledge and bliss. Lord Brahma, however, born from the lotus, from the Lord's navel lotus, has a material body. Although Lord Brahma is the most powerful mystic, His body, which pervades all the material existence, is material. Whereas the body of the Supreme Lord Hari, Narayan, is always transcendental. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Sri Krishna is taking leisurely time to describe the creation to Uddhav. He didn't have that much leisurely time when he was on the battlefield with Kurukshetra, with Arjun. So we find here very leisurely and elaborately Krishna is describing. And otherwise, it is very boring in one sense. If it was not Krishna, if it was not that personality who performed such wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan, without that, it would have been very boring. Who would like to go on hearing how His creation is done? Who would like to keep on hearing how the train is made, how the aeroplane is made? Who would like to hear the story how we traveled in the train, how we flew in the flight? Nobody would like to know how the aircraft is made, where the engine is, right? No one wants to understand also. But here it is interesting because finally this personality who is explaining the creation and whose creation is going to be manifest very soon, that great, superlative, super great personality is also going to come and steal butter from the house of gopis and crawl in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. That is why it is important to study this. Without studying the magnanimity and the immense, inconceivable understanding about how the creation is made and who has made it and how He has made it, enough awe and reverence is not generated in the hearts of listeners. And when we hear it sufficiently, and enough awe and reverence and respect and reverence comes in the heart of the listener, then there's an amazing description ki how that same great personality is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj and giving such pleasure to all those Brijvasis, the boys, parents and everybody, cows and birds and animals. So this contrast also adds some extraordinary feature of excellence in the personality of the Lord, of God, of Sri Krishna. That's why we should not get bored in listening to the descriptions, because you know it was told in third canto also, it was told in fifth canto also, and now again Krishna is telling Uddhava in 11th canto also. So it finds repetitive, but is important, because the more only we hear about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, we can tend to be, you know, something like Sahajiyas, and we can take those pastimes to be cheap, Or we can take Krishna to be a chief personality or a very ordinary personality. But based on the understanding of his greatness, how he creates and what all he does in all other forms of Aishwarya, like Narasimha, Vamana, Lord Ramchandra, then we can understand that same personality, although superfluously great, but is also superfluously humble also. He does not mind to give up all the opulence, all the extraordinary majesty to become a boy who is begging for some palmful of buttermilk, and for that he has to dance again and again to get repetitive doses of palmful of buttermilk, you know. When we see that, and if we know previously, this is the person who has created, he is the one who was Narasimha before, he is the one who is breathing and creating universes, then our appreciation goes high. And we need it because we are not Brijvasis. Brijvasis don't need to know he is God. Their love for Krishna doesn't diminish because it doesn't exhibit godliness in front of them. But for us, we are fluctuating people, you know. Sometimes we take it cheaply, sometimes we take it with awe and reverence, sometimes we take it with great understanding, sometimes we take it cheaply. So we need to be firmly established to understand the glory of the Lord. So, I was hearing one of the lectures of Srila Prabhupada given in 1975 about Chaitanya Charitamrita. And how, you know, as a matter of fact, in a very simplistic manner, he explains about the creation. In Chaitanya Charitamrita lectures, generally we may expect what Gauranga Mahaprabhu did. Where is he now? In which dvipa? Where is he dancing? Whom he has delivered now? We would like to know. But Srila Prabhupada takes that, you know, effort to talk about it very nicely. Where he is describing about the personality of Lord Nityananda. Who is Lord Nityananda? Who is Nityananda Balaram? And then his position in the hierarchy of creation. So, he said, Yasyaika nishvasita kalam athavalambya jivanti lom vilaja jagadandanatha vishnur mahan sa ihais yasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami nishvasita kalam. In the time duration of nishvas of Mahavishnu, he says all the demigods, including Brahma, they live in that time period. So one new revelation, it's not only Brahma who lives from beginning to end. All the demigods who are men, like Shiva and others, they live for that much period of time. And then, to know that all these great personalities who live such a long period of time, they are simply part and part and part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of God. Kala Vishesho, parts and parcels. Parts and parts of parcels, like that. So, in the spiritual world, Sri Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he expands first time into Balaram, his Lila Avatar, the first expansion. Then there is Chaturvyuha, where the first Sankarshan comes out of Balaram, and then Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudev come out. And then, from the first Sankarshana, Lord Narayan comes out, who also is a Lila Purushottam actually. And he gives rise to second Chaturvyuha. In that second Sankarshan, is created. And now Prabhupada explains that all of these people are Lord Balaram only, Lord Nityananda only. And then from this second Sankarshan, the Mahavishnu, the first Purusha incarnation comes up. And till this second Sankarshan, all the personalities above are in the spiritual world. They are controlling spiritual affairs in the spiritual world, in the Vaikuntha planets or the specialized planets of Dwaraka, or Ayodhya, or Mathura, and then Gauloka, and so many things. But from here onwards, is created that differentiation or delineation from spiritual world to the material world by Viraja River, who is also a gopi, but who takes the form of river. And then, beyond that is created Mahat Tattva, which is actually created by the false ego, connected with Tamoguna, has created that Mahat Tattva, the darkness. And under the darkness, Mahavishnu takes charge. And he creates a Karana ocean, a causal ocean. And he lies down. And he goes to sleep. This is called as Sarga, the primary creation of the Lord. And then, in this small egg, like it's explained in the translation here, that with in all this orderly fashion, when these elements combine together, they give rise to universal egg, and that universal egg is Brahmanda. How it is coming from? That personality of Godhead who is breathing, Nishvasita, when he is exhaling from his nose also and from his the pores of the body also, unlimited pores of body, Bija Rupa, egg form, in a very seed form, universes come out. And those universes which are in the egg form, in seed form, they now start developing. And in one of the exemplary example, if we can take one of the sample, it grows into a Brahmanda where that personality called Mahavishnu enters into as Mahagarbhodaka Shai Vishnu. That means there is one Mahavishnu and there are unlimited Garbhodaka Shai Vishnus. And taking one sample of one Brahmanda and one Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, he also creates an ocean called Garbha Udaka Ocean. In that he also lies down on the bed of Sheshanag and Lakshmi Devi appears and is massaging, serving his lotus feet. And from his navel, by the will of the Lord, the divine lotus comes up. And on that lotus takes birth of, who takes birth is Lord Brahma. And that's how that Brahma is the in charge or the first citizen of that Brahmanda. First created being. But interestingly, all these personalities, second Sankarshan, before that Narayan, second Sankarshan, Mahavishnu, Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, all are transcendental personalities. And that Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, after creating a lotus, also creates a local Vaikuntha for that particular Brahmanda. And then it is at the bank of the milk ocean, Kshirasagar. And he gives rise to another one, whose name is Kshira Udaka Shai Vishnu. He has four arms, he has a beautiful bluish body. Again, Lakshmi is massaging his feet. And that is a, also called as Shweta Dvipa. And there is a milk ocean. Very beautiful arrangement. And then there are also, Prabhupada explains, there are not only Kshirasagara, there are also seven oceans. We have experienced salt ocean all around us. Wherever you go, America, England, all salt ocean, right? If you consider that as one X unit, then 2x is Ikshu Sagara, sugarcane juice. 4x is Sura Sagara, liquor ocean. 8x is Grita Sagara, the ocean of ghee, clarified butter. I'm wondering here, 1 kilo of ghee is costing 2,500 rupees, you know, if you want to have bona fide ghee. And it's an ocean of milk, ocean of ghee. You will not even look at it. There is so much of it, you know. And then 1 liter of A2 cow milk is 95 rupees kilo. There is an ocean of milk. You are lying down in the ocean of milk. As much as you can drink. The water here is not drinkable. We can be in the ocean and go on sailing. You will not find drinkable water. But everything is relishable and enjoyable and acceptable. And then comes 16x is Dadi Sagara, the ocean of yogurt. And then there is Svadutaka Sagar. What is that? Anybody knows? Sweet water. Different than sugarcane water. 64x. And what are the seven oceans? Interesting. Viraja Gopi was enjoying personal pastime with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari of Golok Vrindavan, in Golok Vrindavan, in one of the Kunja. And that time, she had seven sons. And all of the sons came, you know, quarreling to each other. And then to complain to the mother, look, mother, what is he doing to me? So mother was absorbed in the association with Sri Krishna, a divine loving association. She got very disturbed, you know. What is this disturbance in unusual times? So immediately she cursed spontaneously, you all will get separated from each other so that there will be no fight between you. And you will all go to material world. So these seven sons of Viraja Gopi became seven oceans on seven different planets. And then she also repented herself. Oh, I shouldn't have done that, you know. It's okay, they are childhood pranks. So then she said, this younger one came complaining to me, but he is very dear to me. Please give some special mercy, my Lord, to my younger son. So that younger son is Lavana Sagara, the ocean that we have. And how he got mercy? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Jagannath Puri. Mahodadhi. That younger son became Mahodadhi, the greatest of all the holy places, because all the holy rivers enter in that ocean. Because Mahaprabhu took bath, Mahaprabhu jumped many times, became unconscious, also dipped the body of Haridas Thakur there. So that thus he fulfilled the desire of Viraja Gopi by giving that ocean, Lavana Sagar, the greatest mercy. You don't hear of Lord taking bath in Ikshu Sagara or Grita Sagara. So this is a small story behind that. So then there is up to this point, till Brahma's creation, Brahma is created, there is Sarga. That means all is conducted by the Supreme Lord only. After that, Brahma is born, and then Brahma is bewildered. Imagine what a personality Brahma is actually. If you see his attributes, Prabhupada explains, he has got 50 of the qualities of Lord, the Supreme Lord, in complete fullness. And 5 more are there in some partial fullness. And those 5 more are there in full capacity in Lord Shiva. And 5 more in full capacity, that means 60 total qualities are in Lord Vishnu. And there are innumerable Vishnu forms. Some are very highly specialized, like Lord Narasimha Dev, Vamana Dev. And there are plenty of them in Vaikuntha. Each Vaikuntha planet is being controlled, governed and run by one such Vishnu form, who has got 60 qualities of Supreme Personality. And beyond all these is Krishna, who has 64 qualities. Venu Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya and Leela Madhurya. Everybody has that Leela Madhurya, but the kind of fullness and totality and magnificence that is there, it is unparalleled. So this Brahma is not an ordinary person, but still it is mentioned that his body is not spiritual, his body is material. And he is bewildered. He is in darkness. He is in ignorance. So it says he performs tapasya. So what is the way of getting enlightenment and knowledge and realization? It is tapasya, not sense gratification. People think that when we will enjoy sense gratification, we will know more and more and more. By experiencing this also, by experiencing that also, by going through this also, let's experience this also, bad, good, everything in between. We don't get realization. We get doomed when we indulge our senses into sense objects. It's a primary teaching at the prime time of beginning of secondary creation of the universe. Is it not true? The first thing that happened, before that everything happened very smoothly. There was no hindrance, there was no confusion, no bewilderment, no darkness, no ignorance, nothing was there. The first personality who felt, I am ignorant, I don't know, he didn't just do any nonsense. Oh, let me try this alcohol, let me try this intoxication, get some realization, let me go high and see what I realize. No, he did tapasya, tapaha. And because of that tapasya, the Supreme Lord who created Sarga very effortlessly invoked inspired Chatushloki Bhagavat in the heart. And you know something, that essence of those 4 verses gave Brahma complete realization of who he was, what is the purpose of his life was, what his service was, what the reality was, why the Brahmanda was created, who are going to come in the Brahmanda, what is the purpose of their life, why they are being thrown here, what is the nature of the material life, birth, old age, this is death, adi atmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika, sufferings, all that is supposed to be known. The facts of the material world and the life over here, everything was revealed to him. And see, when he got all the realizations ready-made, in one sense, because, you know, it was his duty. Lord was very kind on him because of his job description was so, you know, evolving evolved or elevated. So he was given that those realizations quickly. Of course, he did tapasya very deeply, not like us. But what was his next action when he got that realization? He came to know, and his heart melted to know that what I'm going to create very soon is actually a place for suffering for all those people who I'm going to invite or engineer their bodies and, you know, design their lives and locations and everything. All of them are going to suffer, including the elevated living beings in the heavenly planets and middle planetary systems and everywhere down. Everybody is going to suffer. So his heart actually melted with compassion. So what is expected when you have actual realization? Suppose I feel I am realized, or you feel you also are realized. How do we judge? How do we prove? How do we understand? Is there compassion? Is there sufficient compassion developed in your heart, in our heart? Then we can say, I have got some realization. Because the reality of the material world is only pain, is only suffering. That's why yesterday Guru Maharaj, Radhana Swami Maharaj defined purpose of ISKCON is to understand the sufferings and pain of others. Because what else is there here? Prominently, I'm not saying no happiness is there. There is happiness, at least flickering. And there is happiness, eternal, spiritually. Both are there. But what is prominently overwhelming everybody is suffering. What is it called? Mrityu Loka. What is most predominant, consistent feature? Death, which is full of pain. And then, it is not enough to only develop that compassion after having transcendental realization. What do we do after that compassion is there in the heart? Lord Brahma again sat for tapasya for 60,000 years. And then there was no response, no reciprocation or no result as per his whatever his desire was. So he went on his business, because already he was revealed his job description. He knew what to do. So he got into his work, seva, did everything. At the end of the first Satya Yuga of that Brahmanda, of the first Kalpa, again he sat for 60,000 years of tapasya. That means another thing is, he had patience. He was not demanding, I did 60,000 years of tapasya, I must get a response. How it is so? No, he went on his work. And again sat down very humbly. That means he also was very humble. And at the end of 120,000 years of tapasya, Lord Krishna appeared to him. He said, okay, what do you want? He said, I have understood that this material world is so much pain, so much suffering. And the only answer to this is to get the dust of you and your devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So I want to achieve that dust. So go to Vrindavan. Brahma said, Shubhanu Puram Gatva. He said, so big, Vrindavan is so big, where should I go? So he said, Vrishvanu Puram Gatva. Go to Vrishvanupur. There me and my beloveds will perform pastimes, and there you will become mountain and receive the dust of our lotus feet very naturally, sahaj. So this is Brahma. He is a very exalted personality. He, although he is, you know, used by the Lord many times, many times. Who is used by the Lord? Not ordinary people. Those who have even minutest ego of self-praise or self-existence, Lord cannot use them because they have their own ego. Those who have no ego, they only can be utilized by the Lord. Please understand. And you and me will be utilized by the Lord for His purposes, for His services, to the degree we are humble. And to the degree we are proud, we will not be utilized by the Lord. We have to understand it very clearly. To the degree we become pure, and when we become pure means we become humble and we give up false ego. To that degree only Lord will utilize us. Otherwise, this ridiculing utilization in one sense, right? Indra making mistakes again and again. Brahma stealing the boys and making mistake. And then repenting, falling in the dust, falling at the feet, crying, tears with eight eyes. Sometimes it appears, what is the use of this Brahma? Look at this, such silly mistake. I also will not do such mistake. But I know he is Krishna. How he doesn't know? He was the one who was given knowledge in the heart. These questions may come, no? He is such a privileged soul that four priceless shlokas were revealed with full of their realization and purport in the heart of that personality. And look at this personality, how useless he is. Even after such blessing is given to him, he is still forgetting that he is the Lord and stealing his boys and disturbing their pastime. How can he do it? Even if you chant 1 year in your life, you will not do this. And he is Brahma. But all these questions are useless. He is being used by the Lord. And Brahma is allowing him to be used by the Lord. That is greatness. Lord may want to use all of us. But how many of us are ready to be utilized? We may say yes, yes, yes. Anytime, my Lord, anytime. Okay, say, bolte na, when you go to see a patient in the hospital, the relative will tell the patient, kuch bhi ho to bol dena, anything. Tell us. And not even one moment next time he'll be available for any damn thing you ask him. But when he comes to see a patient, he will see, anything you need, any time of the day, I am available. Please tell me. And the first thing you tell him, he says, no, no, I am here, I am not there. So we may say, yes, yes, I am a devotee. I will love my Lord. You use me the way you want. Nachao, nachao, make me dance the way you want. Ashlishava padaratam, pinashtumam, crush me, but I am yours. I can be used by you. But when it comes, actually, it's very painful and we reject. Why me, Lord? Why me only? Is there nobody else to be utilized? Why you are using me only? Why this crushing pastime is with me only? Brahma is not saying that. When Brahma stole these cowherd boys, and at one point of time he came to know, oh, it's a mistake. And he came down crying actually. And then he left his carrier, bowed down, fell at the feet of the Lord. And you know, went on offering prayers. And the Lord, it seems, did not forgive him after all that repentance also. Then he performed Braj Mandal Parikrama by Dandavati. He took shelter of the dust where Lord and his loving devotees had traversed upon. And even it was explained also in one place that he was dark because of this offense performed to Lord Krishna, because he separated the devotees from the Lord. Indra got them together by his mischievous activity. But Brahma separated them, broke the pastime in one sense, brought interruption in Lord's association with his loving devotees, which he wants so much more than anything else. So Lord didn't forgive him. And he had turned black totally from his effulgent color. When he performed Parikrama, gradually he lost his black color and regained his effulgence. And while he was doing that, the Brajvasis met him on the way. He said, what has happened to you? He said, for my offense. Why you become so dark? It's because of my offense. And he was continuing. And all of the Brajvasis followed him. And they saw him regaining his effulgence gradually. And when he completed the Parikrama, he was fully effulgent again. And the Brajvasis were very happy to see him that way. And he again came and begged forgiveness to the Lord. And Lord said, don't do it again. So Brahma also exhibited that even if Lord doesn't forgive you, the dust of Vrindavan will forgive you. The Dham will forgive you. This proves that the four aspects of the Lord, Nama, Rupa, Leela and Dham, are much more merciful than the Lord himself. If the Lord doesn't forgive or does not choose to forgive, then one of these four things will forgive. And we should take shelter in that mood of humility. Now you see, I shall talk some technical things. When the sarga is done, then the absolute truth divides in two, prakriti and jiva. That means he is antaranga along with Radharani and other entourage. Then prakriti and tatastha, that is jiva. Prakriti is bhairanga, jiva is tatastha. Then he does drishtipat on that collection of prakriti. Prakriti is inert now, not active. But in a sleeping position, in a sleeping condition, he glances over that. And that prakriti becomes active completely and transforms into three gunas, sattva, raja and tama. Goodness, passion, ignorance. And one interesting statement Prabhupada makes in this lecture, and also in the translation here, that this prakriti is activated into the three modes of material nature only to fulfill the pending desires of living entities. Please note this. I wrote it in capital in my notes. Bold. If there were no pending unfulfilled desires of living entities, this so much technical meticulous effort wouldn't have been performed. Only because there are souls, we are unlimited in number, lying in the body of Mahavishnu, waiting to come back again, accepting variety of bodies to enjoy the senses. All this meticulous planning and creation has to be done. Otherwise, there was no need. Prabhupada said, okay, it's already created now. You increase, recruit more and more conditioned souls into this side of the living beings. That means devotees. Increase the senses of Hare Krishna movement. Then this effort will be worth, because then that so-called creation of birth and death will be turned into Vaikuntha. This is what Prabhupada said. So there is still hope he is giving us. But if we meditate on this point, we will understand that the Lord loves more to herd cows and to dance with gopis and to steal butter and give pleasure to gopis than to go into this kind of creative mode. And you can see such meticulous planning is there. When we build a building, there's cement, concrete, some planning, some steel is there, some design is there. What do you see the way he creates here? He has to glance, activate three modes of material. Then the three modes, from the three modes, the primeval sutra is created, Mahat Tattva is created, from Mahat Tattva, false ego is created, then from false ego, the sound is created, the avakash is created, the sensation of hearing is created, the shruti, the sound, and the medium is created. Thus 11 demigods are created. When this false ego interacts with Sattva Guna, 11 demigod Dikpalas, the guardians of directions, are created. When the false ego is interacting with Tama, then the sound is created, and thus every sense objects are created. Sparsha, Sparsha Jnana, and Sparsha Media, air is created. And thus, after creating all this, then Brahma comes. And then Visarga starts. Isn't it interesting? It's not boring actually, it's very interesting. Because how the Lord is creating. If we have faith, then it's very interesting. And such meticulous scientific analysis is there. When we learn skin dermatology, we don't know how Vayu is the medium for sensation of touch. This we came to know afterwards. Vayu is the medium for touch. Space is the medium for sound. Through space only the sound can be perceived. All this wonderful scientific knowledge is given in Srimad Bhagavatam and in our scriptures. So, I thought we will ponder upon this personality of Brahma today. Because he is a main pivot in the whole material Brahmanda creation. And you see his personality is very interesting actually. And if you think little deeply, you'll understand all these personalities, like Lord Shiva is created after Lord Brahma is created. And Lord Shiva has got more divinity and more transcendental nature and qualities than Brahma. And Brahma, although is his father, but also worships him as Mahadev. He is really Mahadev. He has got more qualities and more power and more divinity than Brahma also. But all these personalities, like it is mentioned here, see, Vayu, Surya, Varuna, two Ashwini Kumaras, Agni Dev, Indra Dev, Upendra, Brahma, Chandra and Mitra. These are 11 Dikpalas. All these personalities have two lives, two kinds of lives they live. Two aspects of life they live. One is their duty life, 9 to 5. Another is what they do before 9 and after 5. Isn't that true? In all our lives, we go to office and we have 9 to 5 duty. But there is some other life that we live. We are fathers also. We are sons also. We are brothers also. We are brother-in-laws also. We have so many roles and we don't act as what we act in the office. In that position of authority and, you know, whatever jobs we have, whatever influence we have, you don't execute that at home. The wife may use these slang words for you, children may say what nonsense and climb on your head. So you have a different life at home. mostly that life is of love, affection, you know, loving interactions and things that you want to do. You may be a CEO of a very multinational big company of multi-crore turnover, but you will may be playing flute at 8 p.m. in the evening. You may be playing flute or hearing some music in the night, which is not befitting your job, but you are just, you may go for trekking on Sunday evening. So like that, all these demigods have their duty aspect of life and their personal life. How do we prove that? If you read scripture, you will come to know. This Brahma is coming when Krishna is preparing for Holi and ready to go to Barsana. So when Krishna and coward boys, you know, all of them are dressed up nicely, beautifully, and you know, very funnily, with colorful dresses with feathers and dhal. Balramji has expanded in the form of dhal and shield, and they are wearing that. And lots of soldierly like attachments where there is pichkari and there is so many things, a piston, colors with different packets and so many gadgets, and they are walking. At that time, all these personalities appear there. They want to accompany Lord Krishna from Nandgaon to Barsana. And Brahma has come with his four heads, disguised as a funny person. And he is making some funny faces at the coward boys. And the coward boys are looking at him. He said, look at this person, look at this person. How funny he is. If his wife comes, with which mouth she will talk? I mean, if she has to interact, with which mouth she will interact? If she wants to kiss him, which cheek she will kiss out of the eight cheeks? That's how they are ridiculing or whatever, making joke on Brahma. And Brahma is not saying, hey, you don't know I'm Brahma. What the hell you think of yourself? Behave yourself. You wretched coward boys, illiterate guys. He didn't say that. He was so happy. He didn't want to tell them who he was. And then Lord Indra came. Now what do you know Indra was doing? Indra was bloating his cheeks in such a way, in a very rhythmic way, and making very funny sound like a air instrument. Like what you sometimes do, we do Galgucha and we have so many sounds we create in childhood. Like that Brahma Indra was doing. And who's Indra? He's a king of all demigods. And all the coward boys had great fun. They were making fun of Lord Shiva. Hey, five-headed, five-headed. And Shukdev came there naked, and Putana came as Maya Devi and lifted Shukdev in his lap, in her lap, and started dancing and making funny gestures to entertain the Brijvasi boys. And so many things happened. Narad Muni came dancing. Shukdev came dancing. That means they have their duties as Devarishi and Devata and Dikpalas and all. But in private life, they all are devotees of the Lord. They want to give up everything and join the pastimes. That means they enjoy more being with Krishna in his pastimes than doing that management job for you and me because we have pending unfulfilled desires. Isn't that true? If we became good boys, you know, then they'll have less job and they can spend more time in their personal sadhana and serving the Lord. Isn't that true? So all that meticulous thing is going on here. If we become pure, Yamaraj will have less job. He'll have more time to do something what he wants to do. Indra will have less job. And we ridicule Indra so much that he did this, he did that. So many funny things and obnoxious, unacceptable things he did. But that is his humility. His readiness, his surrender, his acceptance to accept the will of the Lord. Okay, my Lord, make me a funny chap. Let people ridicule me. I can be the patra for your drama. It is his greatness. Not that I should think that I am better than Indra actually. I wouldn't do these things. I know who Krishna is and I can't do these funny things of showering thunderous samvartaka clouds. This is heinous. Unbelievable. How can he do that? Because I will think like that. But Indra is not doing that actually. Indra is actually, because he's such a highly posted personality, Lord Krishna is showing, even if you are such highly posted personality, still you can make this stupid mistake. Even if you are Brahma, you can still get bewildered about the reality of me and of the creation, about existence. So don't become proud with little bit of prowess and influence and opulences we receive in the material world. These are all peanuts compared to what they have. And they get bewildered. So to show that, Lord uses them to teach us a lesson. Why he chose Bhishma Dev to go on Kaurava's side. He is such a pure Mahajan. He knows everything. He had all realization. He was fully absorbed in Krishna's service all the time. But even Bhishmadev takes participation in Asatya Paksha. In the side of falsehood, he will be destroyed. To show that Bhishma was utilized. That doesn't mean Bhishma was a fool. He was surrendered enough to be used by the Lord. So, now see, the coward boys, huh? The coward boys, Brahma is praising them after. Aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajaukasam, yan mitram, paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. How fortunate are Nanda and the gopas and the brajvasis. There is no limit to their good fortune. The paramananda source of all transcendental bliss is with them. And the parabrahma has become their friend. This is what Lord Brahma is saying. Now when the coward boys actually were captured by Brahma, they were not actually weaklings to go under the influence, mystic influence of Brahma. They were wide awake. They were knowing he is taking us to Brahma Loka. But they said that if we show our strength over here, Brahma Loka will get, kya kehte hai usko? Dhas jayega Prithvi Lok mein. That means Brahma Loka will slip from his position and get merged in the earthly planet. It will disturb the whole situation here. So we'll wait and we'll show him who we are when all this pastime gets over. So they're waiting peacefully. And then finally Brahma comes to his realization. Oh, made a mistake. And then he brought all the coward boys. And then they all came running and they said that they embraced and embraced and embraced Krishna hundreds of times, each one of them. And that time, what they said that Brahma was going on and on and on praising the Lord. So coward boys came and one of them held his dadi, pulled it, the beard, and he said, "You Brahma, sit down here. Quietly in the dust." And then, what Krishna was actually doing? The way Krishna was interacting with all the coward boys, first Krishna showed his opulent side of his personality. Like, you know, he multiplied and he then converted them all into Vishnus. And then he had one set of demigods worshipping each Vishnu. Can you imagine the scene? There were so many unlimited Vishnus and one set of 33 crores of demigods worshipping each Vishnu. The Kali was there and Shiva was there and Brahma himself was there and Indra was there, Vayu was there with each Vishnu. And after all that opulent, suddenly all was disappeared and again the boy with some yogurt and rice in his hand. So it's completely bewildering. So all the Aishwarya was shown which brought Brahma down to some ground reality realization. And then what is happening? Now Krishna is showing his real sweet nature of Vrindavan Dham by interacting with Gopalas in front of him. Okay? So Brahmaji is, you know, he's so much awe and reverence. One side opulence he saw, one side loving interaction he's seeing. The same Parabrahma, the same my worshipable Lord is now the way he's interacting with these simple coward boys. So one coward boy said, "Where are you running? Sit down here." Then Tosha said, "Tosha, the coward boy, you sit here and learn something from us. Without that, you should not go from here." Then third one brought flute and said, "Do you know how to play flute?" Brahma is sitting quietly, you know. Just looking at the authority of all these coward boys, it is said that when they used to have musical concerts during cow herding, all the demigods who were expert in music, they would get stunned. They would sit like the row of birds on a rope, like a stabdha personalities to listen to the musical concert organized by the coward boys. The Tumburu, the guru of Gandharvas and Tumburu's guru, Lord Shiva, they would all get stunned when these coward boys would sing. Keep their instruments down and just listen in eighth vikara, stabda, samba vikara. That was their prowess. It is said that when they would sing, they would challenge everybody. Anybody here come from the heavenly abode has a desire of getting defeated, please come and challenge with us. Matlab kya kehte hai malum hai? Jisko harne ka shauk hai, sab log aajao. This is what they will say. And then demigods will shower flowers on them. They will offer pranams to this. They will offer pranams to Dharani, the earth. What they are thinking? These boys who can't even wear dresses nicely on their own, not capable of wearing, so small they are. But when they start singing, the big, big gurus of, demigod gurus of singing and instruments and dancing, they actually defeat their pride. In Hindi he said, dupatta utar dete hain. That means such big, big gurus, they lose their pride. Such are the demigods, now they are talking to Brahma, the top of all demigods. Then when he said, have you played any flute any time? Sadhari is saying, where he has got time from reading scriptures? Poti aur Purano ch time ka milega unko. They are just making fun of him. If he gets some freedom from reading scriptures, because his hand is filled with scriptures, na? Then he will know na what is flute and how to play flute. Then everybody says together, okay, all of you demigods, keep quiet now. Our Sardar, our captain is coming and he will play flute. And then you will know what is actually meaning of playing flute. Datta Chitra Oka Sunna. Listen with complete rapt attention. Then Lord Shankar came. And one coward boy told him, hey Bhole, you sit down here. If you know something, playing instrument, vagara vagara, you can assist. Otherwise, keep quiet here. Otherwise, all of us simple boys, small, small boys, who has one face, will defeat you, four-faced. Defeat you, five-faced. And all the many-faced personalities will be defeated by all of us. All demigod becomes very quiet. Then all the apsaras came, they became stunned. Gandharvas with open mouth, they were listening. All devatas became stambhavikar. They became like a deity. They did not have the feeling of their body. They lost the consciousness of their body. Siddhas, charanas, demigods, yahatak. Lot of animals came from different planets. And they sat like a chitrapat, you know. And then, that's how Lord Brahma is watching the loving opulence of the Lord. First he watched the opulence of the Lord, now he watched the loving pastimes of the Lord. And then see what Brahma is saying. Esham tu bhagya mahimam achyuta tavadastam ekadashaiva. That means 11 senses. So what is that? 5 karmendriya, 5 nanendriya, 1 mind. Ekadashaiva hi vayam bata bhuri bhagaha. These 11 senses that we are controlling in the form of, you know, 11 senses have 11 demigods who are controlling them. So all these demigods who are controlling these 11 senses of these living entities, especially these coward boys, through them, because their 11 senses are only enjoying nectar. What is it called? Madhu Amruta Asavam. That sweet nectar that they are experiencing through their 11 senses that we are controlling, through them. Etad drishikai chashakair. Through this chashaka, through this, what do you call, equipment, cups, we are enjoying, because they are enjoying madhu, asava and amruta through their 11 senses, and because we are controller of these 11 senses, we are also, by their mercy, enjoying madhu, asava, amruta of Krishna's pastimes. This is Brahma's realization. Huh? Angri, udaja, what they are saying is, of his lotus feet, the nectar which flows from his lips, from his lotus fleas, which is achieved by the dust of the Vrindavan Dham, all that experience we are getting because of these beautiful coward boys who are enjoying completely their 11 senses through Krishna consciousness. Then, tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kimapi batavyam yad gopulapi kantamagri rajobhishekam yad jivitam tu nikhilam bhagavan mukundas tvad api yad padaraja shruti mrugyam eva. My greatest fortune will be, see now we will end with Brahma's final realization. My greatest fortune would be to take birth in this Gokul forest. Second, my greatest fortune will be to have my head bathed with Padaraja of Brajvasis. What he said? Yat Padaraja Shruti Mrugyam Eva. The entire life and soul of theirs is Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda. That means I want to bathe myself in the dust of all these coward boys whose life and soul is Mukunda, Shri Krishna. And whose feet, that Krishna's feet, the Shruti Vedas are still searching. He is describing. Shruti Mrugyam Eva. Mrugyam is still like a deer searches water in the desert. They are searching still, Shrutis. That personality whose nectar they are enjoying, I want to take bath in their dust. Then he says, Brahma does not aspire to directly achieve the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. He wants to achieve the dust of the devotees of Krishna. He aspires for the mercy of his devotees. Bhakta Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Latikara Mula. Again, that is the principle which Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes, is exhibited in the life of Brahma warrior. That proves that Brahma is the very highest of Vaishnava. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says on this verse that Brahma actually aspires to be a stone outside of Braj on the path paved to Braj from that place. He says that Brahma is ready, if he is not qualified to take birth as a particle of dust in Vrindavan, he is okay. I want to be paved as a stone on the path from that place which leads to Vrindavan. So more namrata. Then Brahma says, this is my only aspiration. This is his realization after undergoing the Brahma Sammohan Leela. How deep it is. How wonderful it is. And who is he? The topmost of all personalities in the whole creation. Everybody, he is his child. There is nobody except Krishna who is above him. Right? That personality's realization is like this. I don't even want to be qualified, to be considered to be qualified amongst the Brajvasis, to take birth as dust of Brajvasis. If not possible, I am okay. So we should all try to understand these great personalities. They may be used in a funny way by Krishna, but their actuality is that their private life is very glorious. What is Lord Shiva's private life? He wants to come there and Mother Yashoda is banging the door on him. Get away from here. I know you are a demon sent by Kamsa. I will not let my Lala to be shown to you. I will not let him, you see him. And he's kicked away. And he's crying. You can see Mahadev, by one dance step, he starts destroying the whole universe, including the place called Gokul. Of course, that is not destructible by Shiva, but he's that personality, so powerful. But the Brajvasi, Yashoda Mai, has made him sit and cry there. He's okay to cry. He's ready to cry. Then again, she says, oh, you're so wonderful. Looking at you, touching, you touched his lotus feet and he stopped crying. Wonderful, wonderful. You sit here only. And whenever he cries, next time you come. That means what is Madhu Yashoda saying? You, so and so, X, Y, Z, you become a toy for my child. Aap khilona ban jao. And that great personality, because his private life is so full of devotion, he's not saying, what do you mean, mother? I am Lord Shiva. You know what my authority and my power and my job description is? You are telling me to become a toy for your baby? No, he is so happy. But that is his inner core of heart. The private life of Lord Shiva is to become toy for Krishna in Vrindavan. So those who are in highly posted position in this material world, they should read the scriptures and stories to understand what kind of people were involved and what roles they were given in the pastime of the Lord. It's like suppose a CEO of a multinational company is given a job of a hawaldar in a drama, suppose. In the drama of our festival, they are standing with a bhala looking down all the time, 1.5 hour. That kind of situation is here. And Lord Shiva stayed there to become a toy, entertaining toy for Lord Krishna whenever he cried further. Very inspiring. So we should peep into the private lives of these great souls, and what their heart is, and what they desire, and what they aspire, and what they do, actually speaking. And that is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam reveals from inside. It is said that even the patra of the Leela may not know everything, but the listeners of Leela will know everything by the mercy of the Shukadeva Goswami. Did you get that point? If you are in the pastime, you may not be revealed so many stories. But when you hear the pastime from Shukadeva, he will tell you all the inner stories. Like Draupadi's birth story was not told by Vyasadeva to Drupada Raja in public. He took him inside and told him that, okay, hold the assembly, I will tell you the Draupadi's past life. And he took him inside chamber and told all the story of her past, who she was and how the Indras were there and how everything. So there Mahabharatkar writes that the participants of Leela were not aware of the secret which Vyasadev told Drupad, but today you are coming to know by the reading Mahabharat, the secret told by Vyasadev. That means Shrota is more fortunate than the participant of Leela. So better we listen to the pastimes always as a Shrota. All the inner revelations and secrets will be revealed to us by the mercy of the merciful speaker of Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So our most humble obeisances to Lord Brahma, who takes such a meticulous job as Brahma of the universe, at the same time participates in Krishna's pastime in such a humble and egoless way, to inspire us, not only as the creator in charge, but also as a devotee in charge, as a Vaishnava in charge. Hare Krishna. Any questions and comments? Yes, Prabhu. Radha Aditi Prabhu. Any question? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Hari Bol.